This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I talk wallahi from the heart to you and to my brothers and sisters who would come across this. It seems like since the administration of Donald Trump took over this country and the Islamophobes finally came out to the open, and there is a wake-up call in our Muslim communities, as if the awakening Donald Trump. But quite frankly, a lot of these organizations, these brothers and sisters, whom were not questioning their intentions, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to better our intentions to begin with. A lot of this waking up because our dunya was threatened. It's the dunya. It's really what is being affected is this world. But meanwhile, my beloved Muslim Ummah is in a state of deep sleep, while their akhirah, their hereafter, is being compromised. The honest and harsh, I admit, message I'm trying to convey is we're really being moved and touched because no more immigration, no more America. America is the dunya. Listen, don't assume from my message that I'm asking you to give in, and this is not the right thing to do. But what I'm asking you is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a greater message, a greater mission beyond this world, beyond America. And this message is the message of Islam. Let me convey this hadith to you, and you will understand the essence of my khutbah here. Islam teaches us that we always have to work for the akhirah, not for the dunya. And when you do that, when your absolute and ultimate goal is the akhirah, you get the dunya as well. But when you make your goal this dunya, certainly you're not going to achieve, but that which your means can, and you're going to lose the akhirah. And all of this is coming from a beautiful hadith, akhrajahu al-Imam al-Tirmidhi and others, hadith Aisha and Anas, both narrated this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, مَنْ كَانَتِ الْآخِرَةُ هَمَّهُ. If al-akhirah is your goal, you're working for al-akhirah, then you're going to receive the following three. Number one, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place the riches in your heart. You're going to see yourself always rich, regardless. Regardless. Ma huwa Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam given us the variable which identifies riches from poverty. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى نَفْسِ. Riches is not having a lot of resources. Riches is being contented with what you have. Someone who has just $1,000 and the other one has $1,000,000. The one with the 1,000 is happy with the 1,000. MashaAllah, is doing good job, great job. I'm living, things are way, paying the bills, alhamdulillah. And the 1,000,000 guys, I want more. So who's the rich and who's the poor? The 1,000,000 is the poor one because he wants more. So, ghina, ghina nafs. Look at this. Number two, Allah will take care of your affairs. وَجَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ شَمْلًا. If the akhirah is your goal, Allah will guide you to do what is right, to deal with Trump, the Islamophobes. He will guide you to do this. Number three, Allah will give you the dunya. وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةً. Allah will bring it to you. Because quite frankly, everything is written. If you think about it, we believe in al-qadr. Your ajal is written. How long you will live is written. Your rizq, your provision is written. Your amal is written. Everything is already written. You're just going to receive it. But when you make the dunya your goal, then what happens? You're going to complain all the time. This is number one. And Allah will just take you away from the goal, that ultimate mission. فَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ شَمْلًا. You're going to see yourself always poor. And you're going to get only from the dunya what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote for you. كان عندنا يقول لك اجري يا ابن آدم جر كلام كده ايه كلام عوام كده بس ايه has depth. اجري يا ابن آدم جري الوحوش غير رزقك متحوش. Run in the world like a monster. You only get what is written in your books. The point I would like to make, brothers and sisters in Islam, the Muslim community is waking up now. Why? Because Islam? La. Because of privileges, Muslims, and it's dunya. You know, have you ever, just to show you this, that this can also run in a smaller scale. Have you heard someone, brother, I'm not going to talk to you anymore because you don't pray 5 times a day. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to talk to you. La, we hear what? Give me $100, brothers. No, I don't know you. الولاء والبراء دنيا. 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 الموضوع موضوع دنيا بحت. Where is the akhirah in our... Ya ikhwa, there is, I'm talking to you about a disease. It's actually one of the most dangerous diseases that can inflect your hearts. It's called al-ghafla. Heedlessness. And they say there is a difference between al-ghafla and nisyan. Those are two terminologies. Ghafla, heedlessness, and forgetfulness. There is a difference between the two. Forgetfulness that you don't remember at all. And alhamdulillah, you're not held accountable for this. Hadith Abi Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu fi sunan, Inna Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pardoned my ummah for the things which they do out of forgetfulness, out of mistake, or being forced to do it. But al-ghafla, heedlessness, that you know what's coming, and you don't care. You're not interested in preparing for it. شوف اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. Draw near to the people, they're reckoning, while they are in a state of heedlessness, turning, not trying to do something about it. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is what should wake you up. Not the dunya, not this, not this, not that. The awakening should be al-akhirah. Are you prepared? Quite frankly, there are multiple moments in your journey back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where you will be awake, whether you like it or not. فذلك شوف الآية in Surah Qaf, لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. You were in a state of heedlessness from this. From this. Now we lifted, we removed that veil. Now your sight is so sharp that you're going to be awake all the time. You cannot even blink. Look, ya ikhwa, the first encounter with the akhirah. The first encounter, which is really going to wake you up. But it's going to be late. It's going to be late. Subhanallah, just to let you know that by the grace of Allah, in your homes, in your businesses, in your works, you're always receiving guests. Whether you invite them or whether they come to you without an invitation. But there will be one last visitor. The last visitor, I call him, who will come to visit him. And subhanAllah, it's very interesting when we invite people to our homes. We go and prepare the house and make sure that it's clean and it's ready. And he's going to sit here. Let me go and buy some fruits. And that visitor will come to you unprepared. And he's going to choose where to. Even if you go to the basement, he's going to come down. I'm talking about the angel of death. Ya ikhwa, wallahi, a moment out of this world. If you're not awake, if that moment doesn't wake you up, then Allah al-musta'an. The angel of death arrives, sits by the head of the deceased. And look at this, brothers and sisters in Islam. He calls your soul out of your body with one of the following attributes. No third to them. If the person has lived a righteous life, he was not in a state of heedlessness in the dunya, he's going to call your soul out of your body. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الطَّيِّبَةُ ورد في الحديث. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ في سورة الفجر. Oh good soul, dwelt in a good body, come out to the pleasure of Allah. خُرُجِي إِلَى رَوْحٍ وَرَيْحَانٍ وَرَبٍ رَاضٍ غَيْرِ غَضْبَانٍ. هذا هو. This is the awakening right here. But look at the other side, يا إخوة. Look at the other side. والعياذ بالله, we ask Allah to protect all of us from the school. يا أيتها النفس الخبيثة. O wicked soul. And this is by all the way coming from multiple hadith. The most famous hadith, hadith al-Bara ibn Azim في مستدرك الحاكم وقال على شرط مسلم. O wicked soul, dwelt in a wicked body, come out to the wrath, the anger of Allah. Imagine this. That's a wake-up call right here. This is the awakening. Not Trump, not 9/11. was going to affect a little bit of your livelihood. Quite frankly, if you reflect upon some of the things that Trump will do, I mean, they are very interesting. Like, for example, he's going to do a Muslim registry. I'm not pro-Trump, please. But think about it. There are a lot of Muslims in the West who shy away from Islam, who hide under another name, another cover. They hardly reveal their identity. And when they reveal, I'm sorry, I'm a Muslim. Muhammad becomes Mu. You know, what's your name? Mu. Muhammad, ya rajil, Mu. Mu. Khalid Ka, my name is, with all due respect to Ka and Mu. Look at it. Especially this is amongst our youth. You know, they. So what Donald Trump is going to do is going to make sure that you identify yourself as a Muslim. This is nice. It's a beautiful thing. So you don't shy away from Islam. I mean, I'm not pro, but subhanAllah, that thing attracted a lot of, and we're going to talk about this tonight, you know, that the hope during these times of despair. You hear someone like Michael Moore, I think his name, or Madeleine Albright, say, if that Muslim registry is there, we're going to register as Muslims. Even these guys are going to register as Muslims. I'm afraid a lot of Muslims are going to say, No, I check. Well, ayadu billah. Islam, ya ikhwal, Islam, deenak. Your religion. You shy away from this deen, beautiful deen, the message that you have for humanity. Subhanallah. So amazing when you find Muslims don't even know what Islam is about. Don't even know what Islam means, or the word Islam means. For the first wake-up call here, brothers and sisters in Islam, before you leave this world, as you leave this world, before you're buried here, whether your soul is going to be called with that name or that name, that will wake you up right here. This is a wake-up call. And if you reflect upon this, your soul was placed in your body in the womb of the mother 120 days after you were conceived, based on Hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So the soul was inserted inside the body by an angel. You came out of the womb of the mother. Your job is to make sure that you prepare that soul for the angel of death to be a purified soul, a good soul. And how you do this? That's why Allah sent you the messengers. The Prophet came to show you. Wake up, pray Fajr. Keep up with the 5 daily prayers. Stay away from the haram. So, all of these purify your souls. So that the angel of death, when he comes, at the time of death, he's going to call it, oh good soul, come out. Look, another moment, ya ikhwah, wake up. Wake up moment, wake up. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi sahih Imam al-Bukhari, hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, tells us that when the deceased person is carried, إِذَا حُمِلَتِ الْجَنَازَةُ عَلَىٰ أَكْتَافِ الرِّجَالِ, when they are carrying it to the cemetery for burial, look at this. If the person was awake on the dunya, he believes in all that stuff, he's preparing for it, he's doing his best, he's going to say to those who are carrying him, قَدِّمُونِي قَدِّمُونِي, let me go, release me. Imagine somebody is telling you, take me to the grave. Even that stuff in our own cultures back home, we're going, يَخُوِيَ دَ جَنَازَةُ كَتَعْطَيَّ. His janazah was flying. كَلَمْ كِدَ عَوَامْ بَسِّ بَرْضُ has depth. مَصْدَرُ السُنَّةُ. طب look, if the person was in a state of ghafla, he only wakes up when his life is threatened. When Trump is going to take away some privilege for dunya, he never paid attention to this. He never woke up for this. Even though the messenger told him and he heard it. He knows about it. He's going to say, Ya wailaha, ya wailaha. أين تذهبون بها؟ Slow down. Where are you taking me? Slow down. And this is the echo, one of the manifestations of hadith al-Nabi. من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاء. This is the whoever loves the meaning of Allah, Allah will love his meaning. These are the manifestations. صور المحبة للقاء. That should wake you up, brothers, to worry about your salah, to worry about your deen, to worry about your akhirah. That should be awakening. Not someone who's going to take away some immigration privileges. Listen, I'm not asking you. This is, brothers, anyone who competes with you in the dunya, take it. خذ الدنيا عم بتاعك. أنا رجل بتاع آخر. My agenda is آخر. هو, why humiliation is written upon this ummah? Why? Read the hadith. Hadith Thawban fi Sunan Abi Dawood. Muslims, you heard the hadith multiple times. I'm not the first one to cite it. I'm sure it's from that place. Nations will call one another against you Muslims like they call one another to a party. Why, Ya Rasulullah? Because we're outnumbered? No, you're many, plenty. Multitudes. 1.7 billion Muslims. The year 250, we're going to be number one, religion-wise. Please don't. Why are we then humiliated? Allah will cast into your hearts a disease called الوهن. What is الوهن, Ya Rasulullah? حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت. Your agenda is the dunya. No more akhirah. You only get angry and upset and you move when your dunya is threatened. طب look at this. If this doesn't wake you up, brothers, when we get buried beneath the ground, when they bury us, subhanallah, based on hadith al-Bara ibn Azib, the last experience you're going to have with this world is shoes. Shoes. You're going to hear the sound of the drumming of the feet of the people who buried you. إِنَّ الْمَيِّتَ لَيَسْمَعَ قَرْعَ نِعَال قَرْعَ نِعَال مَنْ شَيَّعُ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The deceased will hear the drumming of the shoes of those who buried them as they leave, depart. Here you are, beneath the ground. Then two angels come to wake you up. If this doesn't wake you up, this will wake you up. If this doesn't wake you up in the dunya, mahawa. Listen, why the akhirah? Why this text was revealed? Why this Quran and Sunnah was revealed? And that this is what a companion came to the Prophet ﷺ. His name is Hanzala. Hanzala. Hadith in Muslim. He will like, he went to Abu Bakr. He said, "Nafaq Hanzala." Hanzala is a hypocrite. Abu Bakr asked him, why? He says, إِذَا كُنَّا مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, when we are with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, then he would talk to us about this. He would talk to us about Jannah and Hill, كَأَنَّا نَرَاهَا رَأْيَ عَيْنَ, as if we see it. We visualize it. We believe so much in it, we're visualizing it. We're act. But once we go back home, you know, the iman goes down a little bit, it fades away after عافسنا الزوجات والضيعات. It cannot fade away. He's considering himself a hypocrite because of this. Abu Bakr said, man, I feel the same way. So they went to the Prophet ﷺ. They said, Ya Rasulullah. I said, sa'a wa sa'a. You can't maintain this. But the akhirah is there. It doesn't diminish from our lives as Muslims. Look. Two angels come to wake you up. And they will ask you three questions in a very intimidating manner. Their job, by the way, is to confuse you. This is why الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he informed his companions of fitna til qabr, the testing in the grave, he actually said, it's like the fitna of al-Masih al-Dajjal. إني قد أوحي إلي أنكم تفتنون في قبوركم مثل فتنة المسيح الدجال. What is the relevance between the fitna in the grave and the Masih al-Dajjal? Confusion. He's not going to come and say, Muhammad, who is your Lord? Muhammad, tell me, who's your Lord? Muhammad, who's your Lord? Speak, who's your Lord? Who's? Are you sure? Are you sure? How did you know? Who's your? It's to confuse you. It's a fitna. That's what's called a fitna test. Now, who's going to be able to answer these questions? By the way, if you ask a kindergarten student, who's your Lord? What is your religion? Who is your messenger? He's going to say, my Lord is Allah. My religion is Islam. My messenger is Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But who will answer? Those who granted steadfastness. في حديث البراء, when the Prophet cited this particular encounter with the two angels of death, he recited the verse in Surah Ibrahim, يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت. Those who truly left the answers to these three questions. They used to say in the dunya, رضيت بالله رب. I am pleased with Allah being my Lord. Islam is my deen, my brother. I'm a Muslim, my brother. Yes, I'm a Muslim. I'm not going to shy away. I'm not going to hide my identity behind a tie and a suit, behind a clean shave. No, I'm a Muslim. Show me. I'm a Muslim. I'm pleased with this deen. And I'm going to pray. And you know what? I'm going to follow the sunnah of my messenger, regardless of what you say. I'm going to carry suwa. I'm going to wear this nice, short, I'm happy with the sunnah. Those are the people who are going to answer, not the people. Islam, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm a Muslim. I'm okay, I'm a Muslim. If it's okay with you, is it okay with you, I'm a Muslim? Islam. Islam is my religion. Brothers and sisters in Islam, look at this. When a person says, my Lord is Allah, my religion is Islam, and my messenger is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a caller will call. Sadaq. He spoke the truth. Clothe him from Jannah. Shroud him from Jannah. Furnish his grave from Jannah. Albisuhu min al-Jannah. فرشوا له في الجنة. Expand his grave as far as his eyesight reaches. Open for him a gate to Jannah where he begins receiving provision from Jannah. That should wake us, all of us up, brothers. That's the awakening right here. I want to be this. I want to be that person. I want to be, look at the other side. If the person, you know, he was wishy-washy about Allah is my Lord, Islam is, let me, yeah, it's okay. Sunnah, yeah, but I found my father doing this. So, who's your Lord? I don't know. He lied. Look at this. Clothe him from hell. وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Furnish his grave from hell. وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Squeeze his grave, his reps will be replaced, will be squeezed. Open for him a gate from hell. You know what is the most amazing wake-up call for all of us? Is this one. It's coming up. And again, this is unseen, and no one there would say stuff like this unless he has an evidence. All of this, like I said, is coming from a limfi hadith called Hadith al-Bara' ibn Azib fi sunnah. But pay attention to this particular wake-up call here. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you and me, كما في حديث أبي هريرة عن صحيح الإمام مسلم, يتبع الميت ثلاث. There are three things which follow the deceased to his grave. Watch this. His children, family, ahlu, his money, and his hasanat or sayyat, good or bad deeds, amalu, good or bad. Two will return. They will bury you, they will give you the 10 minutes maybe, al-uns. But the children and the money will go back to deal with one another. Let's distribute daddy's wealth. Let's take care of it. Good daddy. You're going to enjoy it and you're going to be asked about it. Two questions in the day. How did you earn it? How did you spend it? And yani, if they are good kids, they are not going to fight one another over it or devour the wealth of one another. But what will stay with you? Your amal. This doesn't wake me up, wake you up, then there is something wrong with you. ولذلك شوف, look at these verses. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله. Do not let the two take you away from the one. Do not let the children, the money, distract you from dhikrillah, which is al-amal. Dhikrullah is everything. As-salah is dhikrullah, siyam is dhikrullah, sadaqa is dhikrullah, hajj is dhikrullah. Hada kullu dhikrullah. Musa said what? Wa aqim as-salah. Allah said to Musa, wa aqim as-salata li dhikri. When you pray, you're remembering Allah. Right now we're doing dhikrullah. But according to the sunnah, not the funny stuff that people do out there. Do not let the two take you away from the one. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ If you do this, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ These are indeed the losers. شوف, subhanAllah, here is the challenge. That challenge. You know, that's why, subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in hadith al-Harith al-Ash'ari, رضي الله عنه, look at this, وَالصَّدَقَةُ بُرْهَانُ The sadaqah is an evidence that he believed that. That's why the following verse is what? وَأَنْفِقُوا Spend. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ Subhanallah, one of the things that you wish to do at the bed of death when it's too late is to spend. Why? Because every one of us loves money, by the way. The human is fashioned to love money. The love of money is there. قال تعالى وإنه لحب الخير لشديد قال تعالى وتحبون المال حبا جما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم If the son of Adam has two valleys of gold, he will say, I want the third one. Now, do you believe that stuff, that your amal, your deed will be with you in the grave? Then spend, show it. So after the person goes through the fitna in the grave, if he was righteous and pious, subhanallah, his good deeds. I think 2-3 years back, McDonald's used to do a toy called Transformer. I think they had a toy, the kids, the halal McDonald's, of course. So they used to give it to the kids. Shuf, your amal will be transformed into a person, shakhs. If your amal was hasanat, very good looking, smells so nice. Look at this, and he's going to come to the deceased. Abshir, I'm here to give you the glad tiding. Allah is so happy with you, so pleased with you. This grave is just only a taste of Jannah. Then the deceased will look at him and say, man, your face is really a very nice face, brings glad tiding. وَوَجْهُكَ وَجْهٌ حَسَنٌ وَأَنْتَ أَبْشِرٌ Who are you? Who are you? Look. أَنَا عَمَلُكَ الصَّالِحٌ I'm your righteous deeds. I'm your good deeds. I'm your salah. I'm your zakah. Your sadaqah. Your hajj. You're enjoying good, forbidding evil. I'm your dutiful to your parents. Because you used to take amal, you used to stay away from the sayyiat. Ana amaluka salih. Look. By Allah, wallahi, laqad alimtuka sari'an fi ta'atillah, bati'an fi ma'siyatillah. By Allah, I only knew you quick, fast, when it comes to the obedience of Allah. يقول لك يا إخوة تؤدى صلى الله عليه وسلم says thinking and contemplating and praise, you know, it's praiseworthy once it comes to matters of dunya. التؤدى خير في كل شيء. When you want to buy a car, okay, let me check this car, let me check that stuff, let me check. But حي على الصلاة, don't even think about it. سارعوا سابقوا إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات. Don't even think. Don't sit there and think, ah, the game is coming in 5 minutes. What should they do? Wait a little bit. Let me just see the 5 minutes. لا, you're quick. Spend in the cause of Allah. Let me think. 1,000 times. But I have this bill and that bill. لا, quick. Slow once it comes to the disobedience of Allah. Look the other side, ikhwa. The person will come, actually, shakhs, the sayyat, the bad deeds, wal'ayadu billah. The bad deeds. It's going to turn into a very ugly looking individual. And he's going to actually make mockery out of him. Abshir bi ghadabillah. I'm here to give you the tiding of the anger of Allah. The deceased will say to him, man, your face is ugly. Why are you telling me this? Who are you? I'm your wicked deeds. By Allah, I only knew you so quick. Hey, man, have that club tonight. Yeah, sure, call me in, man. I'm coming. Club, dancing, go right away. Do it. Quick. Oh, we got this backbiting party today. We want to go and eat the flesh of a Muslim. Join me in. I'm part of it. I'm on, man. I'm for that. Quick. طب صلاة بتيجي روح الجامع النهاردة بتيجي كده نصلي ورا الشيخ سيد كده في الجماعة معلش والله I'm sorry I have this spend in the cause of Allah والله brother I have a lot of obligations and حقوق هذا أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I'm gonna jump through the day of judgment. After the grave, there is rising, and I can share with you tons of wake-up calls throughout the Day of Judgment from receiving your book. The books are going to fly in the air. It's going to come to your right if you're good, to your left if you're bad. The same thing. But I'm going to come to jump to that final scene. The Prophet ﷺ cited this in explaining a verse in Surah Maryam where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةِ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Warn them about the day of vain regretfulness. Vain. الحسرة, that you regret, but there is nothing you can do about it. While they are in a state of غفلة, heedlessness in the dunya from this. And they don't believe in that stuff. Hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu fi Sahih Imam al-Bukhari. Again, we go back to that transformer thing. Death will be transformed into a ram. Kabsh. Will be placed on the wall between Jannah and hill. Between Jannah and hill there is a wall. وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَاب. Then the people of Jannah will be asked, O dwellers of Jannah, do you know who this is? قَالُوا يَا رَبْ عالجناه في الدنيا. We experience it in the dunya. This is death. The people of hell, do you know that? عالجناه في الدنيا. Then death will be slaughtered. الموت يموت. Then it will be said to the people of Jannah, eternal bliss. The people of hell, eternal hell. No more death. You know the one wish that the people of hell is going to have? The one wish is to die. وَنَادَوْا يَا مَالِكْ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. فَيَا إِخْوَة, يَا إِخْوَة, let's wake up for Islam. Let's wake up for the Akhirah. Not because our dunya is touched, is threatened. لا. What is going on with your deen? What is going on with my deen? That should be my wake up call. This is the awakening. This is the stuff that should wake you up. Like I said, you want my dunya? And wallah, if you do this, the dunya is going to come to you. In closing, inshallah, I come every year at this time to help the Tawheed sustain their budget. So inshallah, please, do leave. Help the cause. We want to raise some money tonight after Isha for the operating budget and for the projects which we're going to share with you. But we want to make it easy for the people because not all of you come. So please, after the Salah, please do not leave. And if you have to rush, run, drop something in the box. Huh? Do it right away, by the way. If you say, okay, I'm going to take the table and think about it. If you do this, inshallah, we'll see you next year, inshallah. But if you do it now, بإذن الله تعالى صلى تقبل منا جميعا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى. اللهم خذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم انصر دينك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين. اللهم انصر دينك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين واهزم أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.